pointless conversation.
Machine.
Hey, is JC in?
Yeah, he is. Who's calling?
This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. I was just trying to follow up with him here. Called him last year. He told me to give him a call every year or so, so I'm just trying to touch base with him.
With who?
The Bank of Cardiff? Yeah.
What do y'all do?
We're a private business bank. We do like equipment financing and working capital. Just trying to touch base with JC here. We were in contact. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes. Last August. Yeah. So I'm just giving him a call back.
Yeah. You can try back tomorrow, maybe. He's trying to finish up a little job right now. We got rid of everybody, though. We only got me, him, and one other guy left.
No. What happened?
Slow down here.
What's going on? Is it just a...
dead over here, man.
Oh. Are you guys are tied directly to oil?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of oil-related stuff. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, where you can find the work, right?
Yeah, so I'm not really buying anything this year. I'm just kind of coasting to the end of the year.
And seeing if things start to pick up, right?
Right.
So, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name's Lance. I'm the owner.
Oh, Lance, okay. Yeah, Lance, I think I spoke with, it was JC last time. I mean, are you guys, doing anything differently to kind of offset the slow time?
I'm just doing anything I can right now.
Right. You guys looking to maybe shift your focus, change up your customer base, anything like that? Maybe, I guess you can say, go into a different field to diversify yourself?
I do a lot of different things already. I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Yeah.
If work comes back, I'll have plenty of work, Oh,
of course. I mean, we're all hoping for the golden ages to come back, when things were actually rustling and bustling. Yeah, Lance, are you guys directly, so you're directly tied to a little bit of oil, and then has the election kind of been affecting the way that you have kind of operated this year?
No, just we don't have to work, we can't put it out. Just
gotta
do
it.
Cut back and not spend no money.
Got it, yeah, I can understand that. How do you guys source new customers? Is it all word of mouth? Do you kind of market yourself out there a little bit, or...
My reputation. I don't even have a son, actually, or a salesman.
Oh, really?
I've been in business 35 years.
Oh, hell, man, that's a long time. Congratulations, you guys have definitely established yourselves within, your community and within the business.
That's what I'm saying. When things turn, start to give a little bit, we should see a uptick.
I gotta ask, Lance. Have you seen this type of slow period before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Well, when was the last time you saw it?
Probably around, not in the last election, but the one before, maybe, or the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle.
Yeah, it is, every...
Right now.
Sorry, what was that?
Got too many businesses going after the same thing,
So exactly.
Right.
You guys, everybody's just trying to flood the same market right now, and that just means that it's oversaturated. There's no real work left. Everybody's trying to do the same thing. It doesn't really help out. Especially when you got to compete.
Selling shit on eBay, man. need some model cars.
Oh, what type of model cars you got?
Man, I got like 75 of them things.
Really?
All kinds, every one of them, I think.
Yeah, my dad does that.
Yeah,
okay.
Give them to me. They all for him.
When's a better time? Maybe I should follow up with you, kind of just see, how business is going, if things have picked up.
Maybe February, we ought to know what's happening by then.
Okay. Hey, Lance, I just kind of want to give you a little update on my end here in regards to the finance industry. Just a little food for thought, just so that, you go into the end of the year here knowing what's going on. With the new election and everything, the sentiment right now is that with an upcoming and new government being put in place, what's going to happen is the Fed is most likely going to increase their interest rates, which in turn causes that trickle-down effect where your local banks and the big banks are going to have to increase their interest rates, which means that rates for the regular consumer and customer are going to be going up as well. So if you have been looking at getting something that's possibly been on your wish list, a new piece of equipment or something along those lines, now's the time to kind of lock in your rate before I guess the election results come out. Otherwise, you're going to be, you know, caught up in paying a higher interest on things when you should have gotten the piece of equipment, held it off for, you know, three, four months. That could have been a little harder on you, but it would have, it would make sense when the busy season starts picking up. So that
the piece of equipment I have.
Oh, really? Which one did you sell? A big CNC machine?
No, it was a big 50-foot long lathe.
You had a 50-foot long lathe?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn, when was that? When did you just sell it recently?
Last week to come pick it up, yeah.
Yeah, I know how big of a pain in the ass those things can be to move.
Right.
All right, well, you still don't have an email, right? You're old school?
Right.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll mark it down on my end here. I'll give you a call back in February. Maybe even in the beginning of the year, just see if you have any plans coming up and how things have picked up in the next couple months. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Lance. Good catching up, man. Take care.